Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm speaking with Washington School District Principal at Stewart Elementary School, Adam Miller, about getting kids ready to go back to school in a couple of weeks. The school year is quickly approaching, and Stewart is still wrapping up some facility improvements. Can you let us know what's been going on this summer?
You bet. We've been kind of finishing up our early childhood center project, which included adding a playground on for our preschool students, but then we also tied that in thanks to some donations from lots of different groups. We had a riverboat grant, and then the Kiwanis gave some money, as well as our Stewart Boosters parent group, to add the Stewart playground in with the preschool playground. So we've had lots of different improvements with that. We have some new equipment that we put up and installed, and we also are getting lots of new surface. A lot of things that we focused on were safety items, so we have a fence that's now going to completely keep our kids kind of in the school grounds area that will go around our entire playground, and then we also are having like a rubberized poured-in surface that will be nice and spongy and safe for the kids. So we have a lot of fun things and new equipment, but we also added a lot of safety features for the kids, which we're really, really excited about, and we had a great deal of volunteers that came and helped us with these projects, so it was a really good community, you know, in school event that everybody helped with.
And last school year, you had quite a bit of construction during the school year. This will be the first year with the full addition. How is staff preparing for that? Are they excited?
We're very excited. You know, whenever you have construction, it kind of changes things, and really it's sometimes difficult to work around. Now that that's kind of behind us, now we really get into the details and logistics of how we make our new facility work, and so we're very excited about that.
Do you like having that facility there so that kids can go all the way from infancy through the elementary years?
It has been tremendous already. I love walking down to the daycare center and just seeing the little kids and then knowing that they don't have to cross our playground or ever leave this building till they're in third grade. They definitely feel more comfortable with the school already. A lot of the kids that attended preschool last year here, kindergarten roundup and things like that weren't anxious times for them. So they're kind of already used to the Stewart culture and the family feel that we have.
And talking about those kids getting ready for school, we still have a couple of weeks. What can parents be doing to make it easier for that transition?
You bet. For those kids that are already excited to come, the first thing that we always say is, you know, there's still 3 weeks left at home, and we want you to enjoy summer with your kids, too. The parents are so important to their kids, and just giving them that loving start here, end of the summer, is really, really important. For those excited kids, just continue to help read before bedtime or read during the day to them. Help get those sleep schedules going. You know, I know my kids, we stay up a little later and sleep in a little bit in the summer, and so trying to get those routines back in place here in the next 3 weeks is really important. Just grabbing those school supplies and being ready. For your kids that kind of maybe are a little more anxious and nervous to come back to school, or home is maybe a place that they really, really love to be, we do have a free summer lunch program here from 11 to 1 at Stewart every single day, Monday through Friday. And so that's one good step to kind of get them going in the front doors of the school and getting used to things again. And then also just trying to focus about the exciting things that school does have to offer to try to help maybe kind of ease the tension a little bit. And then the last thing is if they are kind of anxious or even if they are excited, we have Meet the Teacher coming up Monday, August 21st from 4 to 6 at night. They can come anytime between then and bring their school supplies and meet their teacher and, you know, get into the school that way as well.
And do you encourage that for students who are returning as well?
Absolutely. Yep. That's when you can meet all kind of your new friends, your new teacher, your class, and you can just kind of get back into the swing of things, and it's just one way of really getting the kids excited, and our school starts 2 days after that, so it gets them really ready to go.
And do you have any plans with your family before you have to go back?
You know, I just had a little vacation to get away, and now I'm back ready to go, and I know everyone around here has been getting their rooms ready, and this is kind of our time where we really get excited because we know what's coming, and we love to welcome back and kind of have the parents pass that baton back to us, and we love to love on these kids for the next 9 months.
That's been today's Washington Page with Principal of Stewart Elementary School in Washington, Adam Miller, talking about getting kids ready to go back to school. The first day of school for Washington is Wednesday, August 23rd. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.